This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in Mexico. Now, Mexico is the second biggest Catholic congregation in the world behind Brazil. In fact, nearly 80% of its 130 million people identifying as being a part of the Catholic Church. And historically, it's been fairly conservative on social issues. However, Cardinal Carlos Aguirre, the Archbishop of Mexico City, has said in an interview that he backs the Pope's comments, which came out in a documentary a couple of months ago, where the Pope was supportive of civil unions for same-sex couples. "I completely agree," he says. "Homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God. What we have to have is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered." Do you think this is the angle of just stopping same-sex marriage and keeping it to a civil union, which is all about legal coverage, not moral coverage?
Honestly, I can't keep track of what the Pope thinks about LGBT issues these days.
True.
So you go backwards and forwards. Improvement, isn't it?
It is an improvement, but I'm the cynical one here, and I think I've expressed that previously. I do think it's just to keep people out of marriage and to use marriage for a man and a woman and the, you know, the sanctity of marriage and all this.
Would it take a mile?
Yeah, I think so, but
there is some significance in that if he's got a megaphone to talk to that many people and, you know, even mentioning homosexuality in a vaguely positive right is something of a step ahead.
Yeah.
we'll take the wins where we can get them.
You kind of leave the hope with the people, right? You hope that this normalises same-sex relationships a bit more than makes the people of the country push a bit more. In which case, they played themselves.
Absolutely. Now, Shannon, you've been keeping an eye on the Middle East.
Yes. So there has been a large amount of controversy about Qatar holding the 2022 World Cup by football fans because of their lack of rights in the LGBT area. However, they have said that as a part of their agreement with FIFA, that they won't stop any country from displaying any pride decorations or anything like that. Pride flags, for example, will be allowed by any country, any people. However, this really is just being done, I think, to kind of appease football fans about the fact that it's punishable up to 3 years in prison or by death about being gay.
Please the fans and also the Football Federation, I expect.
Yes, yes.
Who've been the ones who've come under pressure. I mean, they have also said that they expect visitors to respect their culture, which basically has been interpreted as, whilst we'll allow you to fly the flag, if you have a homosexual relation, you can still be locked up and jailed.
Yes.
Yeah, doesn't sound surprising.
I mean, it's not the first controversial pick of FIFA. About the country that they're holding it in and the rules that they then bring to that country in order to have the World Cup there. It's sort of like a long line of controversial picks about the World Cup. So I'm not actually that surprised that they've just sort of said, yeah, give us a little bit of cover and you can have the World Cup.
Stefan, tell us about some exciting news in Asia.
Yes, in Bhutan. So Bhutan, a really small country in the Himalayas, and they've just voted to decriminalize homosexuality last week. And it's been a year-long struggle in parliament. Apart from that, the, you know, colonial era's law, they are a very open country and very progressive. They look at happiness index and all those things. So that was something that was holding them back, and it's just been quashed. So it still needed, because it's a monarchy, it still need to be approved by the King of Bhutan. But, you know, it has gone through the parliament. And so it's a big, big victory for the LGBTIQ community in Bhutan.
And here's cheers to all the activists who've been working on it, because in the country itself, LGBT issues really don't get much visibility. So the activists have been working very hard to convince people that this change is needed and tell their personal stories. And it was passed on Human Rights Day, which was a very momentous occasion as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Fantastic news.
And finally, just want to mention on our Facebook page, Worldwide Wave, W3Joy, we've placed some photos there from the Cook Islands, because for the first time, the Cook Islands LGBTI community has been allowed to take part in their Christmas parade, which gives new visibility in a country that is on the same trajectory as Bhutan, trying to decriminalise same-sex sexual activities. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.